Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, December 17th, 2018, at 1:30. We'll call this meeting to order. We'll begin with an invocation led by Commissioner Weaver, followed by the pledge of allegiance led by Commissioner Sanders.
Lord God, King of Heaven and Earth, direct our minds and bodies throughout this day so that we may say and do things that please in you. Forgive us when we fail you. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Please join me.
Let the allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We'll begin a little bit out of order. First, we'll begin under 172nd District Court. Consider possibly adopt a resolution recognizing Honorable Tom J. Floyd for his years of dedicated service and leadership as a judge of the 172nd District Court to the citizens of Jefferson County, wishing him well in his retirement. Do I have a motion on that item?
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Judge, if you'd like to come up to the podium, I'm going to read this resolution. Says, whereas Donald J. Floyd received his undergraduate degree in 1966 from Dillard University in New Orleans, Louisiana, and received his law degree in 1972 from Thurgood Marshall School of Law in Houston, graduating in the top 5% of his class. Whereas Judge Floyd has worked as a trial attorney for the United States Department of Justice Civil Rights Division, Housing Section in Washington, D.C. from 1972 to 1974, and entered private practice in September of 1974 and dedicated himself as an advocate for many clients. Whereas he began his public service in April of 1981 as an elected member of the Port Arthur Independent School District Board of Trustees, and Judge Floyd was appointed judge of the Municipal Court of the City of Port Arthur by the Port Arthur City Council in September 1982, becoming the first African American to occupy that position for the City of Port Arthur. Whereas Judge Floyd was appointed judge of the newly created Jefferson County Court at Law No. 3 on December 5, 1983, by the Jefferson County Commissioners Court, becoming the first African American to occupy the position in the history of Jefferson County. Whereas Judge Floyd became the first African American elected to a countywide office during the general election in November 1984. Whereas Judge Floyd was appointed district judge of the 172nd District Court on December 15, 1989 by the Honorable William P. Clements, Jr., Governor of the State of Texas, becoming the first African American to occupy the position in the history of Jefferson County. Whereas Judge Floyd was sworn in as the 172nd District Court, and thereafter was re-elected for 7 terms. Throughout his 35 years on the bench of both Jefferson County Court of Law No. 3 and the 172nd District Court, he has garnered the respect and admiration of the local bar to ensure that all who appear before him receive fair and impartial justice. Judge Floyd has served as local administrative judge overseeing the administrative judicial affairs of the District Courts of Jefferson County from January 2017 until this month. Whereas Judge Floyd is retiring, will continue in his dedication to the judiciary as he takes senior judge status as a visiting judge, and upon retirement will be spending more time with his family and in travel and leisure activities. And whereas Judge Floyd will be greatly missed by his grateful staff, countless friends, and all those who have had the honor of practicing in his court and working with him over the past years, now therefore be resolved that the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County is hereby honored and commend Judge Floyd for his dedicated service and leadership of District Judge of the 172nd District Court, and wish him well in his retirement and all your future endeavors. Good.
Thank you. I really appreciate this honor. It's kind of befitting in a sense because back on December 5th, 1983, when I became judge of county court of law number 3. The first court that we had, or that we held court in, was in this particular courtroom because they were working on county court of law number 3, so I really enjoyed that. I thank the commission, first of all, I thank God for allowing me to serve for such a long time and enjoy my service. And I thank the citizens of Justin County for electing me all those years, allowing me an opportunity to be of service to the county. I've enjoyed my service. It's been a lot of fun, really. And I look forward to retirement. And again, thank you very much. I really appreciate this honor. Thank you.
Thank you, Judge.
You're going to sit down. Yeah, we got your Rolex. The judge is wearing your Rolex.
Inside joke.
Beautiful watch. Well, you wear the pride of many years.
Get a picture with this slide, too, maybe, and then get the brand.
agenda. The first thing I've made is consider and approve execute receive file contract extension for emergency disaster assistance recovery for Jefferson County with PRC Emergency Services LLC for an additional 90 days set to expire on April 10th, 2019. B is consider and approve execute receive file contract renewal for term contract for HVAC maintenance, repair and emergency services for Ford Park for a third 1 year renewal with industrial commercial mechanical from January 8th, 2019 to January 7th, 2020. Item C is consider and approve execute receive file professional services agreement with the SoCo Group to provide aviation advisory services to Jack Brooks Regional Airport for development of request for qualification for the airport master plan. And that should read in an amount not to exceed $2,960. Item D is consider and approve execute receive and file a 5 year agreement renewal with SOE Software Corporation for Clarity Election Suite Posting and Support. Renewal will begin on January 1st, 2019 and end on December 31st, 2024. Total cost of $62,000. Item E is to execute receive and file a contract for Hurricane Harvey repairs for Ben Rogers Visitor Center with Daniel Building Construction. $116,066. So it's Chapter 262, Texas Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, and two Code of Federal Regulations, Sections 200.318 through 326. Do I have a motion on those items under purchasing?
Move.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under Constable Precinct 1, we have one item. A, consider and possibly approve the hiring of Albert T. Miles and Lawrence Dover as a deputy constable for Constable Precinct 1, and Peter Tang as a part-time deputy constable in accordance with Local Government Code 86.011. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Auditor, I made it consider approve fiscal year 2019 budget transfer for Constable Precinct 1 for additional cost for payoff and compensation time for change in personnel in the amount of $12,000. Item B is receive and file an order for reappointment of Patrick Swain as County Auditor for a 2 year term to begin January 1st, 2019 through December 31st, 2020.
Hey, we can hold that one up.
Item C is regular county bills, check number 3453847 through 454.
Judge, I need to amend that. That knock out that first three. It should be 4538 47 through 454121.
Okay, 4538 47 through 454121. Got a motion on those items under all.
So second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yeah, that's it. Under County Commissioners, I may consider possibly approving and authorize County Judge to execute receive file amendment request for permit SWG 2015-00444 from McFadden National Wildlife Refuge Beach Ridge Restoration for Jefferson and Chambers County. And item B is consider possibly approve receive and file a corrected ordinance prohibiting municipal or industrial solid waste disposal in certain areas of Jefferson County, Texas. That motion on those items under commission.
Second.
Moved and seconded, and I'll just mention in discussion that there was a misspelled word that had to be corrected in that ordinance. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And under engineering, we have one item to consider and possibly approve the plat of Lot 34A, Block 16, Gilbert Lake Estates, Phase 6, and Lot 34A1, and Lot 34A2, Block 16, Gilbert Lake Estates, Phase 6, located off Catherine Lane in Precinct 4, meets all county fighting requirements. Do I have a motion on that item?
So
moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion?
Did we get out? We didn't have to worry about cities and that like that, right? All right. That's not good.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yes, have it under Management Information System. Item A is consider possibly approved and authorized County Judge to execute receive and file SP SBAR product agreement for upgrade of I-Series software. And the B is consider possibly approved on by the county judge to execute file SBAR service agreement for upgrade of I-Series operating system. Do I have a motion on those items?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Sinnagall, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? You guys have it unanimously, and I think we've covered everything. I would note that December 24th and 25th will be county holiday. The next commissioner's court date will be Wednesday, January 2nd. And we certainly hope that all of you have a wonderful Christmas, a great new year, and look forward to seeing you in 2019. Commissioners, anything I'd like to bring to the attention of the public without our taking action? If not, then we are adjourned. Thank you.